New York Congressman Paul Tonko was in Troy today for a first-hand look at plans to reimagine the Congress Street Bridge and surrounding areas. The Democrat is touring the Capital Region during a local infrastructure week as talks continue in Washington. The Route 2 multimodal connectivity project is one of five local infrastructure projects totaling nearly $20 million that Tonko is visiting, all included in the Invest in America Act, the infrastructure bill approved by the House last week.
I was encouraged when I heard about this project because coming from another city in the district, I watched what the 70s approach was about and how we've kind of had to adjust as communities across the board to the harshness of that 70s design, which was about, in many cases, circumventing cities. And this warmth that comes with this project, the livable, walkable community effort, linking two great cities together and beautifying the bridge so that there is that sense of belonging and comfort zone, it's transformational.
The Route 2 project aims to help create a continuous bicycle and pedestrian route linking Troy and Waterbelit. Lindsay Zefting with Alta Planning and Design says a big part of the plan is an $8.8 million reconfiguration of the Congress Street Bridge.
So the goals of the project, a continuous bicycle and pedestrian route, enhancing the transit network, providing traffic calming. There's a lot of truck traffic that crosses this bridge to access 787, and it's designed that way, between the ramps, the large curb radii. So it's how do we bring this down to a pedestrian scale?
Zefting notes plans include overlooks at strategic points along the bridge, and the bike trail will span the whole southern half of the bridge, which is two lanes plus additional shoulder width.
So what we proposed is a 14-foot wide trail, which is 4 feet wider than your typical trail. So you've got more room to maneuver, figuring people will be congregating on the bridge. And we have proposed that kind of meandering between the existing lanes along the bridge to provide some more interest and visual appeal as you and also just, you know, slow people down and enjoy the experience.
Zefting says the spatial linear park concept provides a lot of opportunity for staging events, accommodating food trucks, a farmer's market, and other activities. Troy Mayor Patrick Madden.
This is an important project that mitigates some of the ill effects of a design style reminiscent of the 70s when cars were favored over pedestrians and the way the bridge, the Congress Street Bridge, was replaced back at that time had some ill effects on Sage Colleges, on the Housing Authority project, and on the relationship between Waterbelit and the city of Troy.
Another $5.2 million is earmarked for reconfiguring Ferry Street to allow for two-way traffic while reducing Congress Street to one lane with a two-way bicycle track on its south side. Planners say curb extensions and truck aprons will improve intersections. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.